Ladies and gentlemen, at this stage we introduce the subject himself. He is, as you will perceive, fit and well nourished. He comes straight from a night's sleep and a good breakfast, undressed and hypnotized. Tomorrow we send him out with confidence into the world again.
All right there. Look, listen, Neil, Fred.
You know, institutionalized. My brain is exhausted.
Leave the guy to mental health.
I was interrogated. I was x-rayed. I was examined thoroughly.
Fred, this is everything about me. Put it into the computer where they created this model of my mind.
Yes,
using that model, they managed to generate every thought I could possibly have in the next, say, 10 years, which they then filter through a probability matrix of some kind to determine everything I was going to do in that period.
We're all monkeys.
Well, here it is, episode 2 of Brainwashing. Yes, it's Cult Stronghold, and we're gradually coming, we're organizing in a major world power friendly nation near you. As it seems, over the last 2 weeks, we've had an amazing response. We've had some people doing some crazy ass shit. 4K gave himself a fake tattoo. Capone X has been drawing up banners and desktops and all the rest of it, particularly for Clan Gargoyle, which is absolutely amazing, the work he's done. I'm looking forward to bringing him into the fold, that's for damn sure. We've got some big news. News that's going to be happening in the next little while. We're going to be talking about how we have a website. And I know I mentioned that I was going to talk about that last time, and then I didn't actually touch on it. But this time, I'm not lying. This time, we're actually going to talk about the website that is coming. Yay! Cult website. And the beauty that is that, and that's all mostly thanks to Hungan Enki, who's done a boatload of work on that exact issue. But also, you'll notice with this file, when you downloaded it, it should have been zipped. Zipped! So if it wasn't zipped, then, you didn't get the right one. And if it wasn't zipped, then, well, I guess I'm blowing smoke out of my ass. But we're going to skip right to the news. Let's get out. A lot of things I've been noticing. Every single day, I manage to go through the internet, all my little search files, and find things that I think is really relevant and things that work with cults. Yes, the power that is. And we should talk about it and get it going on. The first one, you can read along with me in your book, because there should be a little notepad file. I got tagged on with this sucker. It shows the first one that's there. And with the first one, well, what is the first one? Well, let's just go there and find out, shall we? Yes, let's. What this is. Now, isn't this interesting? I saw this on Slashdot, and I thought, wow, this is a scary, scary scenario. What this is it's a group of people that want you to register nerds. So if you're in high school and you think that someone's, you know, acting antisocial, navigate around the site. You can see there's early warning signs of people with antisocial behavior and people who could potentially be violent. You know, if you some of the ideas they have is if you're, you know, removed, or if you speak out in a violent fashion, or if you get angry, or you're quote unquote easily angered. Yeah, I'm easily angered because this is all bullshit, and I'm easily angered because, you know, no one listens to me, and I'm easily angered because as a child I have less rights than a convicted felon. This is why I'm a little bit angry. But, of course, you know, they've got the wonderful kids all shielding themselves under the American flag, you know, and it's all great, you know, and they've got every token minority in the picture, which is just, you know, just to make sure that everything's politically correct. You gotta love it. You know, it's such a big hunk of shit. Navigate around this site. This is actually just an amazing thing. Know your enemy. You look at what these guys got going on. And it's disturbing. It really is. You see the, you see how they're like, oh, and you can call a 1-800 number to turn in your friends. You know, holy Germany 1939. Like, how crazy do you want it to go? I mean, what do you really say about this? You know, where do you really go with this? The only thing that's more amazing than that, let's go to the second one here. This is something else you can get back on. This is the second one here. This is, you know, the length of your fingers determines your sexuality. What? This actually got run in my local newspaper as well. You probably saw this one. It's probably floating around the net. But it's amazing that they're using somebody-funded research, which has been, you know, taken and used in schoolyards across the world. Like, how crazy is that? This is link number 2. It's talking about how the length of your fingers has direct reference to your sexuality. So if your, index finger is longer than your, or your ring finger is longer than your index finger, well, then you're a homosexual. Wow. Now, tell me this does not just sort of breed, you know, what is this? Is this eugenics? Oh, no, I guess not, you know. Holy cow. I mean, it's getting more fascist every day. And sure, they're not saying this. This is from the BBC News. No, England being fascist? No. No, they don't have a history of that. But if you look at your hand, if your ring finger is longer than your index finger, like mine is, by almost a clear centimeter, then you're gay, you see. My wife is going to be interested to hear about that. But, you know, apparently, I'm in denial.
Will I still be in denial if I take this pill?
You know, it's really mental. I don't really get it at all. But, you know, there it is. Dr. John Manning and all these guys, they've used the same science that millions of 12-year-olds across the world have been using for years. And, yes, they know the truth. They know what's up. A little bit more positive, though. Yay! This almost got slapped under a Decker classification because I was really happy about that. Is link number 3. Yes. Tasty. You know, when you're acquiring media and you're really pissed off because you can't seem to make those goddamn things fit on a CD? Well, think no more, because we got the 99-minute recordable CD. Yes, that's right. 99 minutes you can cram on that sucker. Now, how does that equate? Well, normally, as you know, you can only get, 650 megs on a CD. But now you can get 99 or 990 megs on a CD. Yay! Which means also that you can have a longer mix of MP3s. Which, of course, the Mambo X should be coming out soon, so that'd be really, really nice. Sumerian's really, really happy about that shit, let me tell ya. But on the 99-minute CD, so no more do you have to worry about little annoying things like copyright protection. Tasty 99-minute CD. Tasty. And, you know, if you don't have a CD writer, well, here you go. That's what you want to do. Now, we talked about this last week on the show, on the What the Hell show, which if you're not turning into that, well, what's wrong with you? But this is the actual news article that talks about, this is number 4, link 4, which talks about how insurance companies are using DNA to test for genetic illness. Danger. Danger. Holy George Orwell. That's just kind of frightening. I mean, the amount of shit that can go on with that is it's really, really bad. The amount of crap that can be dropped on you because of that. It makes me really, really disturbed that a company would think of using Gattaca-style measures in order to promote their company, in order to, you know, you're unlikely to make it to this health age, so we're not going to insure you. This is wrong on so many levels. You know what I mean? Like, this is so wrong. What do you say? You know, what do you say? This is, it's reasons exactly because of this, link 5, that I wanted to begin an organization like Cult where people could get together in a group and look after each other, because, man, oh, man, this is messed right up. I mean, what kind of a world do we live in when this kind of thing can be gotten away with? What kind of a world do we live in where this kind of thing can actually be feasibly, you know, achieved? It amazes me to no end. It amazes me to a level where I'm not even too sure that I want to be a part of this kind of society if this is the sort of thing that's going to be happening. Where do these people get off doing this? You know, how much are people going to take? How much are people going to tolerate others, manipulating the governments and the ministries? And it's an insurance company. I mean, they're notoriously scumbags. That's what insurance companies are. It's stellar, it's stunning, and it's scary. And that's why Cult is more important than ever, even these days, where we have to get together as a group, as an organized structure of netizens. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about that, too, the actual organization and structure of Cult, because I'm making a few streamlined ideas to essentially cut down on my workload, because holy cow, is it ever hard to respond to all these people. We're getting a huge response. People are very positive about it. And I've got guys saying, hey, where's the update list, Sean? What the hell's going on? What the fuck, man? You're supposed to be on this shit. And I respect that. I've got to get on it. And it's very, very difficult. So we're going to have different options to know. And also, you've got to keep these files. So we've got different concepts we're working with within the next couple of months. So we'll be able to get this thing up and running. We got to do it now before the thing gets really big, where we get, 200,000 members or something like that. And everyone wants to have that kind of community action happening. So what started out as, my own little private Idaho has suddenly turned into, its own corporate state. And, I want Cult to be able to be there. I want Cult, that's my dream. I want Cult to be able to all of us to be able to ally together, for people to share information, look after each other, and actually keep it like an online community and not a bullshit scenario. Speaking of bullshit scenarios, that brings us to link number 6. Oh, you know you want it. You know it's dirty. How do you handle people who are protesting in your school? Well, easy. We're going to play music for them. What? What do you mean? Well, they use the Backstreet Boys to torture a bunch of students. Yes. Yes, it's true. At the University of Toronto, a bunch of kids were protesting. What were they protesting here? Where the hell is campus matter of sale of clothing made from third world sweatshops? They don't want clothing made from third world sweatshops. So what did they do? They set up speakers and these kids all sat in the principal's office and they played the Backstreet Boys until they went away. Link number 6. Holy shit. When you can use the things that they try to cram down our throat as a means of, you know, torture to make you do what they want. No, that's not, well, what do you say to that? Hi, as an artist, I'm being using your music to torture my students to get them to do what they want. Thank you ever so much. Please come up and buy more albums. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Holy bullshit, man. Like, wow. It's not hard to find material for Cult, let me tell you. It's not hard to find material for brainwashing. When they can sit there and use the same corporate mass media that they try to sell to us in order to, you know, promote, oh, aren't these guys cool? These nice, clean-cut white kids, aren't they great? No, actually, they're not. They suck. Their music sucks. They suck. And everything about them sucks. Thanks for coming out. And when you try to slash back, bad things happen. And a guy did try to lash back, which brings us to link number 7. The guy who lashed back, what was his name? Well, if you go to the website, you'll see. He's a 14-year-old computer whiz. He's not that much of a whiz if he got busted. But anyway, he's a 14-year-old computer whiz who got busted for extortion. Now, this is very common. How do they catch these guys? Because they're too fucking stupid to catch them in the actual act of doing it, right? Link 7. They're too stupid to catch them in the actual, you know, action of committing the crime. So where do they bust these kids? Well, the kids invariably go and they want to do a cash drop. Okay? Because they need the money, right? Why would they do this if they didn't do it for the money? Well, so this is something I want to talk about. I'm going to pause here for a moment before we carry on and talk about the concept of cash drops. Okay, people, if you're going to do a cash drop for extortion purposes, this is purely for information purposes, mind you. But if you're going to do a cash drop, holy shit, what are you doing? Meet me in Central Park at noon? Yeah, you and the entire SWAT team, there'll be a guy cleaning windows with an MP5 strapped to his back trying to look inconspicuous. No, it doesn't work. It's not going to work. So what you got to do is you got to be a little bit smarter about this. Watch a few movies, try to figure out how to exactly get it. A good one for that is Ransom. Wow. Did they ever go through a series of hoops and levers in order to get the money back? You want to acquire that movie is Ransom, and you can take a look at how they screwed that guy around, how they got to do the cash drop happening. Another good idea for a cash drop is there's the concept of making the go to an area. And then at that area, they pick up a note or something that's placed there so that they know. Or you have them get a cell phone or something where you can have communication, and then you run it to a cordless phone that you've jacked into a box or in someone's house, and then you've got, like, a whole lot of range. Something where it cannot actually be tracked. You don't use your own cell phone, you moron, because they'll find you. But if you do things like you have them drop it down a manhole or down some kind of current where somewhere along a long series of route, the money will show up and be coming along unless you're looking there. Like if there was a drainage pipe, okay, and they had to drop it down a manhole cover, and then the bag would float downstream. They put it in a waterproof bag. They float down the entire drainage pipe, and then somewhere along the pipe you pick it up, okay? But they don't know this until they show up at a location, and then there's the drop for the drainage pipe. Because if you tell them to drop it in a drainage pipe, naturally, they're going to, like, put dogs throughout the whole drainage pipe. So, for example, let's say you wanted to do a drop. Take a piece of paper, draw a map on it, okay? And you've got, say, a street, and there's a water runoff, you know, beside them on the street. What you do is you make sure that Buddy's got a cellular phone. Or you're talking to him, I'll say, I need a cellular phone number for you. He says, sure, this is your cellular phone number. Okay, so he gives him a cellular phone number for you to call a target. So you sit there, you go to a public phone, all right, or someone's private apartment, whatever. Anyway, you gain access to somebody's place, and then you put in a cordless phone at one of the big, nasty jobbies, you know, the ones that can do, like, 2K, something like that with line of sight. You extend the antenna out by, you can get all sorts of information like extending the antenna, but you make the antenna bigger so that basically, bottom line, you can get the range that you need. And then from a remote location where you're watching this asshole, or from a remote location where you can see what's going on, when he shows up for the area where the drop is going to happen, you call him on the cell phone. And at that moment, because he should have a bag with him, you say, I want it in this kind of a bag, like a plastic bag that's sealed. Okay. Well, why does he want it in a sealed plastic bag? Well, don't worry about it. You don't need to know that it needs to be sealed in plastic bag for it to be waterproof. Okay. But anyway, say you want it in a sealed plastic bag. So if they do a phone trace, what's going to happen is they're just going to get that apartment upstairs. And they go kick in that door. And great. But even still, even if they can track it in 10 seconds, they can't get the team up there to like the 14th floor because it's all working on line of sight, right? So here's the plastic bag. Drop it in the plastic bag, okay? So he's out there. He's got his plastic bag under his arm, whatever, briefcase, whatever you want to say, okay? Then you take the plastic bag that is waterproof, and you make sure. Now, in order for this to work, you've got to have a drainage pipe that's got some kind of water running through it, okay? Don't drop it into something that's, you know, dry. Hello, use your brain. Okay, and again, this is purely for information purposes in a hypothetical scenario. For say, if you were writing a book. Then what you do is you phone them on that phone line and you say, okay, take the plastic bag and shove it into the drainage pipe. And he'll say, what? Drop it into the drainage pipe. Okay, at this point the entire SWAT team goes, oh, fuck. He shoves the whole thing into the drainage pipe and it fucks off downstream at a high pace. Okay. Now, if you're smart, you've got yourself positioned so that you're downstream from the drainage pipe. You can make the call, all the rest of it. And when the shit shows up, you can monitor it. Now, there's a whole lot of ways you can monitor that street corner. You could set up a webcam in the same room, which has got a taser or possibly an acid solution hooked to it. So if the room gets occupied or anything comes in via motion, the whole laptop and all the wiring gets liquefied, runs a taser through it, all the data's gone, or you run it through his remote, making sure that there's no fingerprints. But that's one way to do a cash drop. There's about a million different ways to do a cash drop, okay? Put some thought into it. If you're going to do it. I mean, yeah, these kids put a whole lot of effort into going and making sure that, you know, oh, I can get the money, but they're not thinking, yeah, you can get the extortion racket going, but you can't collect on the cash, and you got to make sure it's actual cash. And don't worry about it. If things start going wrong, cancel it. Cancel a whole transaction. Just pull back and say, nope, fuck you. That's how that works. If this thing is going in such an angle that I don't know how to deal with it, you're the one in control, man. You're the guy who's got to sit there and go to jail if things fuck up. So you're the one who takes charge. Which would bring us to the next one here. Getting off that a little bit more upstream. You're going to love this. I want this so bad. Link 8, you know you want one. You know you do. Yes, it's Jesus Christ, the action figure. Oh, my Jim. Yes, it is. And we have African Heritage Jesus and Caucasian Heritage Jesus. Now, you know there's people in the southern states who are going to go absolutely crazy with that one. Link 8. Oh, yeah. Oh, somebody send me one. Somebody, please send me a Caucasian Heritage Jesus. Oh, man. You know, because I'll put him right up here with my Matrix Agent Smith. How awesome would that be? You know, you could have a little... Well, I'm sorry, Jesus. You helped your landlady take out her garbage. Oh, yeah, it'd be sweet. You know it's good. Which brings us, of course, to Link 9. We're burning through here. Hope you can cruise on through and keep going with all this. What do we got here? Oh, we got real estate purchase. This is a concept where we've been thinking about where we're going to go and set up our stronghold. Because we need a cult stronghold, don't you know? Every decent conspiracy has a stronghold, and damn it, well, I want one too. So there's a few concepts of places that I was really pleased with. You can sit there, and one of the big things is there's these are the locations. This one here is the location one. This is Link 9. And this is a place where you can buy property all over the world. Now, I haven't had a chance to actually navigate this site, which is unfortunate. But it's interesting. You have an idea of a country where, you know, some third world nation where you could go and hide out. But a little bit more to the point, if you look at Link 10, this is the kind of thing that I'm after, is the abandoned Nike missile base. Tasty Nike missile base. Ooh, I really want one. Think of the power and possibility you could have by owning an abandoned Nike missile base. Wow, it's just all kinds of good. You've got to have it, one man. Link 10 is one of those. I think I've got another one on Link 11 here. I'm just checking to make sure. They give maps and how you can... are we out? Oh, here we go. We got a Link 1. Oh, wow, I'm so fucking smart. Here's one that's a link to a whole bunch of stuff on Nike Missile Bases. Nike Missile Bases. You gotta love these things. The advantages of Nike Missile Bases: one, you have an isolated water supply, you have an isolated power supply, and from that, then you really can't be cut off, And plus, they're all made of concrete. I mean, yeah, they could burrow in, but by that point, you've got custom tunnels dug, everything's all over the place, you can't even touch it. It looks very, very sweet. Nike Missile Bases, tasty my Nike Missile Bases. This is shit you won't find on Slashdot, huh? Huh? All right. Let's talk about Deckers for a minute. Let's talk about Deckers and Flesh Trippers. Have I got any link for Flesh Trippers? No, I didn't come across anything for the Flesh Trippers. Gargoyle, there's a clan that's been growing steadily and on a steady pace. Really pleased about that. Link 12 is a Gargoyle link. Tasty Gargoyle link. Something that came out this week is a PC 104 card all-in-one. Yes, and for the newbies out there, what a PC 104 card is, a component computer. It's something where it's like for embedded systems. If I wanted to make a refrigerator and make it have internet access for whatever fucking reason, you put a PC 104 card in there, and this is like microcomputer. Now, if you had a brain in your head, what you do is you get one of these cards from Lannick, and I called these assholes, and it's not going to be available till the middle of next month, but they did send me their catalog, which I was really pleased with. And, of course, the person I talked to on the phone was dumber than dog shit, but what do you do? What do you do? You got to tolerate it. Oh, my God. But anyway, look at the specs on this bad boy. Oh, sexy. Porn! It's practically porn. If you could take this thing, it's 3.5 inches by 3.5 inches. You get yourself an external battery source, a laptop hard drive. Tasty. And now with the Bluetooth options and some Nokia options that you can get running around, you can get wireless right now. Walking around with your Sony Glastron you can get from Japan Direct. Or, what I would rather get is a Canon GT model. But, tasty! If you're interested, I should find that link for you in order to do the, to give you Japan. It's www.japandirect.com. I've got to find the link. Hang on. Blah, 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 blah. Talking about shit here. What's it under my Hunter Killer? Do-do-do-do-do. Shopping. Free stuff, buy and sell computers. Fuck. Oh, well, it's not around. Sorry, don't have the link ready. Fuck you. It's not link 13. It's www.japan-direct.com. Okay, so that's the secret site that I mentioned during the show. Yeah, stack shit this high, Sean. Anyway, but yeah, so it's very, very sly. The amount of, the possibilities for this thing are limited only by your mind. Like, where do you want to go today with this bad boy? The hacking potential is there. It's just generally a sexy piece of kit. Now, another sexy piece of kit. Now, this has got to make you laugh. This is just... I saw this on Street Tech, and I went, tasty. There's no way on God's green earth my wife is going to let me get one of these. But that's okay. I don't want to cross the dark one. What this is this is an e-holster. Yeah, you know you want one. A shoulder strap system for your electronic gear. For your phone and your Palm Pilots, you can pretend you're Dick Tracy and run around. Link 13. Oh my God, you know it's good. How many kids are going to get shot when they start wearing this with their teen gear? He looked like he had a gun, so I shot him. That is precisely what's going to happen here. I can just see it now, plain as day. Oh my, would that ever be gross. So the e-holster, you can screw around, you look at your mic phone, they got this chick, you know, pressing her breasts out and the whole works of it, trying to, you know, look all fucking sexy and shit. But anyway, you look around at it, it's kind of neat. You can get them in leather and nylon. I'd, of course, go for the nylon, not because I like animals, just because, well, nylon lasts longer. And it's a synthetic, and synthetics is good. Good synthetic. That's about it for the Gargoyle news. Moving to Hoongun news, Link 14, once the goddamn thing loads. This is pretty nice. This is SpyTech Agency. And I put this in Hoongun because they have, like, a lot of supplies here of different kinds of things. This is one of the largest spy supply shit in the world. This is for, like, just about everyone. But Hoonguns are usually into the really weird-ass tech. So I figured you could get a whole lot of... This is almost actually should be put into the, maybe even the Ronin category. But I figured I'd throw out the Hoongun category because, well, after all, there's a bunch of shit you can do. So, but definitely the Ronins want to look at this one as well. This is SpyTech Agency, Global Intelligence Technology. These guys are the pretty much link site that I've found four different shit on tech. Now, it's done through Yahoo, so what do you want? But it's still, it's kind of cool to look at. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about brainwashing, isn't it? Unlike last week's show, you had no links. After an hour and a half, the show was over. It was done, and you have an emptiness. You had a hole in your life. But not anymore. Now I can keep you going for 5, 6, 7 hours. How long is it going to take you to chew through all these links? Tasty. Tasty links. Nanowires. Anyone who doesn't know, nanotechnology is the concept of making machines so small that they're on an atomic level. It's essentially the giant green pudding complex. The green pudding complex is when you make these little molecules that'll rearrange matter directly. So you spill a jar of the shit on the ground that's programmed to turn all matter into green goo. It replicates itself, and eventually the whole planet turns into a large revolving green goo ball. Green goo. Gotta like green goo concepts. Love them. Think they're cool. But anyway, nanotechnology is a little ways off. There's a group called the Foresight Institute who's doing a lot of research on them. But nanotech also does little things like, oh, look, I'd like to turn all the garbage into grain. Look, I'd like to have free energy power source. Oh, look, I'd like to use water to run whatever I want. I'd like the stock market to crash because gold is now worthless because we can make it. Chaos through nanotechnology. That is the next evolutionary stage. I would like to, and those who used to play Rifts will remember nanomites as those little helpful robots you used to inject into your body to repair your cells. Which, if that works, that's what the, I forgot the name of the Cryonics Institute I was going to go with. What's it called? The something institute. Something, anyway, it's a cryogenics place. One of the things that cryo wants to do is that the fact that when you freeze something, all your cells rupture and you're dead. So that's why when you freeze something, it's thoroughly dead. Very hard to bring it back. But with the advent of nanotechnology, what you can do is you can just inject all these little nanomites into the body. The nanomites go around and repair all the cells on a, you know, individual basis, cell by cell by cell. 5 to 6 hours later, well, yeah, baby, break in track 4 from the Akira soundtrack because I'm coming back to life. And not only that, you can inject it into a living being so that you could be shot, and provided your response time was really, really sweet, you could sit there and be healing while you're in pain at such a rapid pace. Oh, man. You've got to love it. This is Link 15. Link 15 for the nanotechnology. And what this is about nanowires. It's the concept of making wires that are like microscopically small in order to build circuits, which are microscopically small, which will eventually... Because they have to build these things called assemblers. And assemblers build like other assemblers, which actually build the nanomites because they're so goddamn small. Okay, this is the problem with the concept here, is that these things are so small. But check this out. You should look for some links on nanotech. Do some searches on the web with nanotech. It's pretty ass sweet. Pretty ass sweet. Incidentally, there was a search engine device, which became available. They were talking about called Kenjin, which is kind of a neat device. They said it was going to be an intelligent search engine, kind of like a Google sort of thing that you run as a window. Only thing is, I find it makes your operating system under Win98 unstable. Oh, imagine that. Win98's unstable. But, you know, without going off on my big, you know, Decker tangent, I'm sure there's people pulling at their faces going, well, if you're running Windows 98, you deserve to have your computer crash because you're fucking stupid. Well, whatever. Shut the fuck up, okay? It's just a tool. Be quiet. But in all honesty, I wasn't really impressed with Kenjin. So if you hear people going off about Kenjin, the man took a look at it, and he didn't really think it was all that shit hot. I mean, maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, you know, but hey, I didn't really think it was all that great. Something I do think is great, you know what's really good? Siege weapons. Siege weapons are fun. Why? Because you can sit there and you can throw stuff through the air, like a car, a cow, a herd of geese, a washtub full of kittens. Whatever you want to throw through the air, you can do that with Link 17, yes. Yes, it's true. This is the great company Trebuchet page. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Some French fucker, please correct me. This is for building catapults. It's for counterweight throwing shit. You know you want one. Oh, my God, how sexy would that be to be able to fling whatever you like through the air. Don't like your homework? Don't like your school bus? Fuck it. Don't like your teacher? No problem. Throw them through the air with the greatest of ease. Very, very sly. Take a look. And by all means, I think that we should go and have a good solid look at building one. You know, for Rant Radio, we could lob stuff. We could lob computers at people. That'd be a brand new break in for computers, eh? Gotta like that. Big news in Decker world. Let's move to Decker links right now. Link 18. This is about the eye opener. Now, this, I'm sure everybody's heard to death about this, but in case, you know, you live in a bucket or, you know, wherever, and you don't actually know what's going on with it, what it was this company came out with this small machine. This was brought to my attention by CyberTech long before it ever hit the news. But what this company did was they came to the planet with this small little machine, and what it does is it's like an internet terminal, okay? And you pay like a monthly fee to sign up for it. You get this terminal, and you can surf the web. La 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 la. For Mary and Joe Sixpack, who live in the trailer. Well, the problem is of course there was a hack for it where you could get in there, and now the ones that when it came out they were selling for like $100, and now they're selling for $300 on eBay for the hacked versions of the device. Something for you to take a look at. Something for you to look at. Now, how deadly is the Decker clan? A lot of people are like, well, I'd like to be ironic because Deckers don't really do that much damage. That shows you don't know much, because Link 19 is a scary concept. Now, this is a lot more military propaganda. So they talk about hacker-controlled tanks, planes, and warships. Yeah. Does anyone remember that ship that got stranded out at sea because they were running an NT-based system and the whole fucking thing crashed on them and they wound up screwed? In any case, this is a huge article saying that the more that things get advanced, the more they're targeted by hackers. Well, yeah, they will be, but holy cow, is there ever going to be a security? And also, you'd really have to know what the hell you're doing to get all of a tank. Mind you, I wouldn't mind getting root on an aircraft carrier. That would be awesome. Nothing quite says fuck you like offshore artillery. Big plan there. That's Link 19. Moving to Link 20, also another Decker Link, we have the wonderful Wild World concept. Oh, wait. Oh, that's the Linux hack. This is more eye-opener shit. I'm just running through my links. What I do is I send them here, and then I fire them out. Aren't I well-organized? Stop being such a bitch. We have the Sky Mall. Remember the wonderful world of freaking? Yes, well, it's kind of a Decker thing. This is a concept where you look at... freaking is generally you working with phones. Anything to do with phones or phone hacking, it's freaking. This is an interesting little device that redirects your calls, and you can manage your calls. It's essentially a black box from freaking terms, which is very sexy, but you can buy it for $79. Winner! Gotta like it, Link 20. And the advantage of this, well, it's all about communication, right? The more communicated you are, the more strength you can have running with it. And the more communicated you are with the group, the more able you are to utilize the advantages of cult. Because you got to love it. You got to love the advantage of that. And the freedom that comes with that. And freedom is very, very important. While I was cruising around, I came across a site where it was in Wired News. They have a thing on the... essentially on the work that's happening right now with people where they're talking about the copyright protection. We talked about that with the CD rewritable, with the 99-minute CDs and all the rest of it, where they're saying that all these companies are really pissed off because they're not making any money, goddammit. Is that ever wrong? But anyway, they're worried about, you know, copyright protection on software, which makes a lot of sense. And there's a lot of people out there who agree with me where I've gone off and talked about, well, you know, Daddy, are you licensed to tell me that bedtime story? Like, how far are you going to copyright this stuff? How far are you going to patent stuff? It's retarded. Their thoughts, information should be free. Everything should be free. And that's what cult, and that's what rant radio, and that's what all this shit's about to start with. And this guy here has something to say about it. Now, what he did was he had a streaming audio thing that came down, and I don't know how long this link is going to be up here for. It's probably not going to be up here for that long because they're not going to keep it up there forever. So in order to immortalize it, what did I do? Well, I downloaded it. You know I did. And I ran it through one of my little doohickeys here. And that's going to be coming up next. So let's give a listen to what this guy's got to say about copyright protection. If you don't like it, well, fast forward along and shut the fuck up. This guy's got some interesting points, and it's pretty smart. You know you like it.
Conversation with Richard Stallman.
For anyone who doesn't know who Richard Stallman is, who exactly is Richard Stallman? Just a general...
Oh, I feel a bit strange talking about myself in the third person.
Well, I mean, tell us a little bit about your background.
I started the free software movement, and that's the most important thing, because the free software movement is what makes the difference. The movement to give users of software the freedom to study how it works, change it, and redistribute it. And to bring this about, I started the GNU Project, which is the project to develop a free operating system called GNU. And this project was basically successful, and the system we developed is now widely used, but mostly known under another name. Well, on the one hand, it's good to see free software becoming so popular and so many people working on it. Secondarily, though, it's unfortunate to see the software being disconnected from the philosophy on which it was based and from the movement that developed it. When the GNU system is known as Linux, people don't get led to the GNU project's philosophy, which is about why software should be free. And so that it doesn't build up support for free software the way it would have in the past, the way it used to in the past. And also when the software is associated with the open source movement instead of with the free software movement, well, because they don't have a political sort of philosophy, the result is, again, our software becomes popular, but it doesn't build up a political appreciation for the freedom that it gives you. We need that political appreciation if we are to defend this freedom from the threats it faces. Oh, there are many of them, because basically the world doesn't stand still. And so we're constantly being offered various alternatives, some of which involve ceding of freedom for convenience. There are many opportunities to do that. If you don't value your freedom, you will most likely end up accepting some of those opportunities and losing your freedom. In general, the world offers lots of opportunities to let your freedom drop if it isn't what you value. So keeping any kind of freedom in the long term depends more than anything else on valuing the freedom. People who haven't ever done any programming may have done some cooking. If you cook, you probably use recipes, unless you're very good. And if you use recipes, you probably sometimes redistribute recipes, and you've obtained recipes from friends. And you probably also change recipes. So imagine a world in which you couldn't change a recipe because it was somehow hidden inside of a black box that was locked. And imagine that there were being major efforts to stop people from ever sharing recipes. People who shared recipes were called pirates and denounced as if they were some kind of monsters for sharing with their friends. And imagine that there were ads on television asking people to turn in their friends to the information police for sharing recipes. That would be a monstrous situation. But that's exactly the situation that most users of software are in. And in my opinion, it's just as monstrous for software. It's morally unacceptable. I refuse to live that way. I want to live in freedom. Freedom to use the software that I use in various useful ways. Not only to run it, but also to learn about what it's doing. If for no other reason than to make sure it's not doing something nasty that I wasn't told about. And also to share it with other people, because I don't find it acceptable to be blocked from sharing with other people. That kind of divide and subjugate society is a nasty one. And finally, I want to be able to change the software if it doesn't do what I want. And businesses that use software, as it happens, have a tremendous interest in being able to change the software. If you want to hire a programmer to make a change, it may cost a substantial amount of money. But at least if you have the option, you're better off than if you're stuck with the software the way it is and you can't possibly change it. I would say, though, that I think that it's a mistaken value to focus your life on how you can get wealthy. If a person is hungry, I can understand that that person's first priority is going to be getting some food. That's normal and it's legitimate. Why should the person die, after all? But once you've taken care of that, it's time to look towards more important things, making the world a better place, not just getting for yourself. And I think that people are being encouraged too much to focus on getting rich and are being given a mistaken idea of how well off most people are, so that they compare themselves against a standard, which in fact is very rich, but they think it's average.
Wish.
Amazon obtained a patent on an important and basic technique of use in e-commerce. It's the technique that is used to implement one-click purchasing. And it's a very simple technique, actually. Let me explain it. They get some information from you, and then they give you back a number that identifies you. And then when you want to buy something, you give them that number. And that tells them who you are, who wants to buy it, where to ship it, and so on. Now, this technique is not new. It's been used for decades. Normally, they give you the number on a piece of plastic, which is called credit card. But for use in e-commerce, well, instead of giving you a piece of plastic, they send the number to your browser in the form of a cookie, so that when you click on the same site, it sends back that number. That's what browsers do. That's what cookies are for. So basically, they've put the number into a cookie instead of a plastic credit card, and that's what they've patented, which shows how trivial and absurd this patent is. Lots of companies have patented trivial and absurd ideas. It's normal practice. The U.S. Patent Office has an absurdly low standard of what it takes to get a patent. But Amazon went beyond that by actually suing a competitor using this patent. And that makes them an egregious offender. And so because of that, I've called for a boycott of Amazon. I don't know whether Amazon has lost enough business to be hurting, but the boycott has definitely had effect in other ways. For example, it got in the news, and so it helped bring the issue of software patents to the public's attention. In addition, it inspired Tim O'Reilly to talk with Bezos, and Bezos is now advocating that software patents should last just 3 to 5 years. And that actually would be a substantial change. It would solve most of the problem of software patents if they only last 3 or 5 years. So maybe this will be a step in solving the problem. Software patents are the biggest danger to free software. It used to be that people said nobody will write free software, but now we see that lots of people write free software, and that they used to say, oh, you'll never be able to finish a complete operating system. But now, you know, we have a complete operating system and lots of applications as well. And so what can stop us from filling humanity's needs for general purpose software? The only thing that can stop us is if we are prohibited by law from satisfying the need. That's what software patents do. Every patent is a monopoly on doing a certain job, providing a certain feature, using a certain technique or algorithm. And so each one says that there are certain programs we're not allowed to do. We're not allowed to provide. Using the term cracker to describe somebody who is obsessed with or makes a constant practice of breaking security. If you want to distinguish two things, have two different words.
Piracy.
Oh, that's a horrible propaganda term. It came from a situation in which copying could only be done feasibly with a printing press by a publisher. So it was a term to criticize a publisher who didn't pay the author in a situation where the ethical dimensions of the question were very different from what they are today because of the fact that ordinary readers simply couldn't feasibly do copying themselves. So the people that were being criticized as pirates were not readers. They were publishers, businesses. Nowadays, though, because of digital information technology, anyone who can read a work or run or play the work can copy it, too. And so that term has now become a propaganda term for condemning the members of the public who refuse to be divided and subjugated by large businesses. And therefore, we should reject it. Sharing useful information with your neighbor is not the moral equivalent of attacking a ship. It persists because there are some rich companies that want it to be used. I love music, and therefore I loathe the music industry. I don't want music that comes from a factory, and I want music that's made by an artisan, you might say. I think that the sooner that we get rid of the music industry, the better for music. I'm not against the idea of musicians making a living, but I don't want them to think of it as an industry. If they think of it primarily as an industry, then I don't think they'll produce good music. And the music industry is a scandal because they impose these restrictions on the public in the name of the musicians who are getting a little dribble of the money that's being collected. It's a fraud. From what I've heard, the typical band that gets a record contract gets no money from this. That's not an exaggeration. I don't mean just a small amount of money. I mean no money. The reason is that the publicity expenses are considered an advance, which means that until they sell enough records to pay back the advance, they get no money. So that means only the most successful bands get any money from the record company. The rest do get something. They get publicity, and that is useful. But there's another way they can get publicity. They can get publicity through people copying and sharing their music through the Internet. So, given a choice for society, we either subjugate people to enable the system of giving musicians publicity through record companies can flourish, or we encourage a system that leaves people free, where bands will get publicity through the Internet. Which one is better for society? Obviously the latter. There's no reason that we should tolerate the restrictions that the music industry wants to place on our freedom, merely so that musicians can have that way of getting publicity instead of the way that is natural on the Internet. The ideology of corporate America tends to despise freedom except when it's the freedom to do something that's profitable. You know, it's the ideology of the WTO, which subordinates all areas of life to profit for business. If you're absorbed in that way of thinking, then you're not going to find it so easy to understand any other way of thinking. I read a book recently called The Great Crash, which was about the market crash of 29 and the speculative bubble that led to it. And it seems that there's a speculative bubble going on. I hope it won't lead to a Great Depression when it ends. I recommend that book. There's an interesting thing in it. Near the end, after having treated the history of the crash, addressing the question of what relationship the crash in the market had to the Great Depression that began at around that time, which is apparently not an obvious question. And his theory, or part of his theory, was that a large amount of the spending in the 1920s was spending by rich people because the wealth in the U.S. was very unevenly distributed at the time. And so when the market crash wiped out the wealth of a lot of rich people, it caused a big decrease in spending, which is what caused the depression. And so he was writing in the 1950s saying that he saw less danger at that time that a speculative bubble, which could happen at any time, and a crash would cause a depression, because he said that the wealth was not so unevenly distributed and more of the spending was being done by people who were not rich and were not likely to invest that much money in the market and not likely to lose that much of it if there was a crash. Now, if you look at the situation today, you can see things are getting worse.
Guy sounds like a bit of a freak, but he probably sounds like he knows what he's talking about. So, what the hell? If he's one of us, for sure. Hey, I think so. I think somebody should try to get him a cult sponsorship. In any case, moving right along, let's take a look at a little bit more of the wonderful and powerful clan of the Ronin. Yes, some good Ronin links. Can't go anywhere without Ronin links. I don't know if I mentioned this website to you last time, but this time I've got the link. Link number 22. You know you want it. Yes, it is the definitive place to buy your AWOL bag. Yes, the AWOL bag is mighty. Your entrance to the AWOL bag this week, of course, I don't know if I meant what I mentioned last week. I should really keep better track of this shit. But the AWOL bag entrance that you want to make sure you put in there is, of course, a change of clothes. A change of clothes is very, very mighty, and what we're going to put in the AWOL bag this week, other than the change of clothes and a shit shower shave kit and a towel, small towel, So that's your standard. You have your bag, you have one change of clothes, and you have a small shit shower shave kit where you've got like soap, a little bit of shampoo, toothpaste, blah, 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 and a razor in case you have to shave your head for immediate disguise purposes. Okay? But you have your AWOL bag. But Eagle Industries, I would recommend the Becker Patrol Pack as your AWOL bag itself, because that's the one I use, and it kicks ass. Expensive piece of kit, but it's really, really nice. And your entrance to the AWOL bag this week is going to be the... let's see now. Let's put in some cayenne pepper. What you want to do is go to your Save On Foods and get some cayenne pepper. And then what you do is you get yourself a small list of... like a Ziploc bag, something very compact. And if you have a flight jacket, you can usually keep it on your person. It's a little bit smarter than the AWOL bag. But if not, you can keep it near the top, so you got to be able to get your hands on it. What this is for the concept of dogs. Because if you're actually, when it comes right down to it, you could just wind up being running on foot, okay? It could happen. If you're running on foot, they're going to sick dogs on you, because chances are you're younger, faster than those fat donut-eating fuckers you're going to be chasing you. They're going to put dogs on you. So what you do is you take the small bag of cayenne pepper and you don't dump the whole thing at once. You can run, sprinkle some behind you or throw it on your back and then run, like don't actually throw it on the ground, throw it on you and then run with this stuff. And as you run, it'll come off your body. And any dog that smells that, not only is the dog like not going to be able to protect you, but the dog's going to be useless as a police dog anymore and it'll actually probably go and have a better life. So, yeah. You don't really want to be caught by dogs because they chew on you for a while and then they sit around and drink beer and joke about how they chewed on the little hacker kid. So, hey, all's fair in war, bitch. That dog's going down. So, yeah, cayenne pepper, this week's addition to the AWOL bag. You know you like it. You know you love it. So, moving right along, let's take a look at the next link. I went to this Soldier of Fortune magazine. You know you love the Soldier of Fortune site. Soldier of Fortune's got some decent information, got some decent gear going on. They used to be a lot better, but then they modernized. Now they basically suck hard ass. But this link here is all about different... this is all air links. This is a link to more links. Oh, have a pack of lunch, baby. Link 23. You know you want it. You know it's good. It is going to be sexy. So you can spend a whole lot of time running through that and taking a good look at it. There's lots of good militant-style links for crazy people. And this week, we've actually got a vampire link. We haven't actually had any vampires join cult yet. We need some goth crowd. We need some goth kids in here. There's enough goth websites out there to choke a horse. Why aren't they in cult? We need them. Somebody find some goth people, damn it. We need some good goths. Goths are your friends. I like goths. I used to be a goth way back when, but I found like a weak version of Slashdot, which is kind of gothy, called Rebecca's Pocket. And what they do is they have a series of, this is link 20, what is this now? Did I screw up here? I think it's link 24 or 25. Yeah, it's link 24, because I think I replicated one of our links like a moron. I let replicate a link. Sean, are you an idiot? Yeah, I am. It's link 24. What that is it's a link to a whole whack of goth sites. Now, goth culture, a lot of people don't really understand it. Goth culture is pretty cool. You can do a lot of groovy stuff in goth culture. The chicks all wear, like, long flowing dresses. Long flowing dresses. And it can be a lot of fun. There's a lot of good shit that happens here. So this is a complete goth link list. So that's pretty much your news for brainwashing. Now over to sports. And in sports this week, well, what do we got happening? Well, we've got websites. That's one of the things. The big word on everybody's list is what's happening with the cult website, Sean. Everybody wants to know what's happening. Well, what happened here was I wasn't originally going to, because I don't have time, nor really the skill level to build like a really kick-ass site, because I don't want to pull up, you know, some front page 98 welfare project and have that up there on the website and be using that for cult. But one thing I did want to do was I wanted to have a decent site that we could use, that members could get to, members could use, and be able to utilize. And this is what cult.rantradio.com, no www, is going to be. Now, if you go there now, it's all kind of fucked up, and we got some cool-ass symbols happening, and Hoongan Enki is working on the animation as we speak. He's the one who's getting this thing all in order. So it's going to kick ass. It's going to be very, very, very solid. Looking very forward to it. So that's what's happening there. Now, one of the things we're going to be doing to streamline this is eventually when we get the website up, all members are going to be given a login name and a password name. So anyone can access the site. That's not a problem. But it'll come to a stage where you want to see the list, or there will be a link on the page where you get at the roster. And what you do is you have to submit your name and password. Probably, it'll probably be like, I'd like to have it fairly secure so that people can get in there. And then from there, we'll have either a drill town style flowchart or something like that based on location where our cult members are. Or hell, we could just post it out. If you'd got something to say about that, give me a call at Kennedy@rantradio.com. I'd like to get Capone X. Capone X has been sending me links. The guy's built desktops. The guy's amazing. I haven't had a chance to actually get through his answers yet. I don't even know what clan he's going to. I think, oh, well, judging because he's making Gargoyle, I know he's going Gargoyle. Gargoyle Capone X, the guy's amazing, amazing, amazing. And I'm really looking forward to the amount of stuff that this guy's going to be churning out. Between him, Prophet 4K, and all the people who are coming up with the media that make the site cool. Things that will be awesome. We'll have links for graphics, people to download. If people want to build, by all means, if you want to build desktops, if you want to build themes that you could run cult themes on your computer, bring it into the online community, by all means do so. If somebody in the online community is going to be happening, then we want everyone to be involved with it. And gradually, as we get the numbers up, we can get better functions and better things to happen as a group. Another thing that we mentioned last week was, of course, the Sabbath. Now, the Sabbath, what the Sabbath is. Sabbath is a very, very good idea. It's a gathering. I call it a Sabbath because, well, it goes with the cult, the brain rushing and all that kind of stuff. What the Sabbath is it's a very good concept where we can sit around and eventually we're going to have meetings. Now, so far, the guys who are holding Sabbaths are Prophet 4K, Prophet Shazbort, and Prophet, or I think it's Gargoyle Midget. Ooh, I better know this. I better know this. These are some of my hardcores. Yes, it's Gargoyle Midget. The concept is this, basically, where you will sit around and get together in a group and be able to discuss concepts that you have for the cult, discuss new people, things you've seen that you thought are really, really cool, discuss things that you've seen that you thought will be really, really sly, things that you think are very neat, ideas that you think are great. So you can take it and run with it and do cool things with it and just generally get together as a party and sit around, shoot the shit, talk about links, talk about brainwashing, whatever, cook up ideas, throw it back out there, start organizing groups, parties, functions. It's not all about me. It's all about everybody, man. It's about the community. I'm just the guy sitting here on a microphone who doesn't do shit about shit. I've never really done anything. It's always been Sumerian and all the other guys. I mean, don't go thinking I'm a holy man. I'm just a crazy guy. So that's the idea there. That's the concept. The website, hopefully, Yun Genenki, the genius that he is, he's a really busy man, but if he can finish that thing off, that's a sexy thing. And the beautiful thing, wait till you see this thing, man, it's going to be skinnable. So we can build, yeah, you can build a Hungan skin, a Decker skin, and then you can view the website as it was used, totally personalized. Man, it's sexy. It's very, very sexy. It's porn. You know you want it. So let's talk about the organization. That was the other thing we wanted to touch on. Things about how cult is going to be structured. I still think we should have a buffer run where people come up and we talk to them and we hear about them and we understand who they are so that we don't get, you know, a bunch of meatheads showing up who will just wreck everything. I want to keep it fairly open. But I don't want to regulate it where that, you know, not everyone can join, you know, and get in with that line. But we've got to keep it so that it's pretty cool. There's a lot of cool ideas and concepts that are floating around on the internet, but there's a lot of fucking wackos and, you know, neo-Christian groups that would, like, sit there and get all foaming and try to sneak in and fuck everything up. And, oh, it's just a pain in the ass. So that's why we've got the registry situation and people talking. Also, we want to keep it intimate. We want to keep it personal. People are downloading my rants. People are rebroadcasting my rants. I think that's great. That totally gets me off. I think that's just awesome. But we need to remember that there is a lot of stuff out there that we, you know, as a group, you know, maybe not everyone is into it, or maybe some people are just curious and they have people jumping on and jumping off. And you want to make sure that the people who get listed on the actual roster, which will be embedded on the webpage that only certain people can view, only cult members can view, will be there for a little while. You can actually welcome these people, because if people are jumping in and jumping out every 10 minutes, what's the point of welcoming anyone? What's the point of having community at that stage? Because it's all shitty, right? You don't really know what's happening. you don't really know what's going on with it. It's kind of gay. So that's the organization concept of what's happening. And that's pretty much it for Cult. That's not it for Cult. This is episode 2, the end of episode 2. And I know the intro is still the same. I know it still sucks ass. Give me a break, okay? I'm trying to work with it. Maybe me and Sim will come up with something for it. But, and if anybody... Here's some homework. Yes, your homework assignment. I almost forgot. We're going to have a new feature besides AWOL Bag and Sabbath. Incidentally, if you want to start running Sabbath meetings, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com and I will announce Sabbath meetings. We also haven't had any travel plans announced to us other than, I believe it was Fourier was going to be moving back to Chicago. So people in the Chicago area, if you're around, Prophet Fourier showing up. I have no dates. I'm really sorry. But for Cult Chicago, if you guys want to be aware, you have a brother who's going to be heading over that way. It'll be really, really cool. We have no other travel plans over than that. We'll get to the homework assignment. Do not worry. AWOL Bag's been done, and Sabbath has also been done. If you are going to have Sabbath meetings, or you're going to have a Sabbath party, Cult Sabbath, give me a call. I will put it up on. Give me a call about a month in advance, so we can, or longer the better. If you can have like a 2-month advance, I'll do a plug for it on each brainwashing episode we have. And that way, by that time, you get people who join. People might be in the area. People might take a bus to go do this shit. What the hell, man? Gloom Bunny is. She runs around, does all sorts of crazy shit. So it should be a lot of fun. We've done the AWOL Bag. So what's your homework assignment for this week? Your homework assignment for this week is you can send me links to kennedy@rantradio.com. Cool shit that you'd like to see mentioned, you think is worthwhile for brainwashing. You can begin to... Of course, you've got to find more members because we need more members. But your homework assignment this week is make an intro for brainwashing, will you? Somebody out there, if you got some audio mixing software, make a cool-ass intro. I want to get some cool intros, and we'll start playing different intros each time. And that would be fucking cool. So the homework assignment for Cult members this little while, the next little while, is make a brainwashing intro. And then we can vote on them and have good times and just, fuck voting. It's stupid. I'll tell you which ones I think are cool. But you can get back to me. We'll sort it out and we'll go from there. So, hey, until next time, everybody be cool out there. Keep your head down and fucking stay alive. I'll see you in 2 weeks.